This is calling America's Most Wanted. I'm John Walsh. All our operators are busy right now. Please stay on the line, and an operator will be with you as soon as possible.
Eyeshide's very intelligent, and his work is international brokerage firms. If you know where Paul Eyeshide's hiding at, call us right now at 1-800-CRIME-TV. You know, some fugitives just seem to haunt because they slip through the cracks time and time again. Case in point, Andre Neverson. Now, we profiled this accused killer 10 times. So tonight, let's make sure this is his final appearance as a free man.
John Walsh, all our operators are busy right now. Please stay on the line, and an operator will be with you as soon as possible.
Yes, I would like to... I'm listening to America's Most Wanted. I would like to call your attention. Where am I calling to?
Washington, D.C.
Okay, I'd like to call your attention. There is somebody by the name of Danny Cashmere Pipus. He pulled a knife out on somebody. There is a website that you can go to where I took a picture of this person. Amazingly, the cops are protecting this person. He's in Panama City, Florida. You can go to, it's called jimbikeman.tk, where I took a digital camera, and you can see where this guy is pulling a knife out on me. You can see, there's even a death threat that is on this website here. I have tried my best in Panama City, Florida, to get something done. You can clearly see where this person is being protected by a cop by the name of Troy Shermick.
I'm going to say what to do. Monday morning, look in your telephone book and hang in your state government and call your state attorney general's office.
What's your name, please?
Responding, I'm operator 1042.
Okay, operator 1042, let me explain something to you. The reason why I'm saying this, okay? I have tried calling the state attorney's office, and my area is Steve Meadows. They put false charges against me where I had to go to jail, okay? This person, if you go to, it's called jimbikeman.tk, or you can go to Yahoo, you click on images, and then when you click on images, you type in the name J-I-M-B-I-K-E-M-A-N, and the number 2... And this guy pops up. I have tried. As a matter of fact, I recently went to... Yes?
Contact your local newspaper, contact your local TV station, get an investigative reporter and talk to them. We do not investigate crimes. We persuade them at the request of various law enforcement offices. So we are not doing any this on the back. We don't do any real investigation. And we only profile people have a warrant form or something like that.
Well, in other words, what you're talking about is if they're worth $1 million, the family put up some kind of a bribe for the cops, right? That's what you're telling me, right?
I'm not saying that.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is...
Let me tell you. Talk to a newspaper investigative reporter. Talk to a TV investigative reporter. They have nothing to do but trying to lie for you. I don't believe they would.
Today's April 8th, 2008, right? No, April 4th or 5th today?
Today is April 5th.
Okay, I'm watching crime... I'm watching, you know, crime TV, John Walsh. I try to watch it all the time. I try to be a good American, a good citizen.
I'm sure you do.
I'm talking about something, my friend. How long have you been a volunteer with America's Most Wanted?
17 years.
Okay. I'm talking about somebody, I kid you not, if you've been there 17 years, I kid you not, you can go to a website and you can see the cops. I just heard that a guy named Dan Hires was a cop.
It's not going to do me a bit of good to go to their website. You need to talk to the investigative reporter with the paper and TV.
Well, how about if I told you in this area here, it's the Panama City News Herald, I have tried to get them to do the story. But it seems to me like if somebody happens to be sucking the dick of the cops, seems to me like they can do as they goddamn well please, and America's Most Wanted don't give a shit, right? Unless you go get paid, what, $1 million for each one of these people? Is that what it's all about?